Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start Linking into Sales.
Welcome to Linking into Sales. This is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer.
And
Elise Archer.
And we have a special guest here, Holly Solinger, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And Holly, it's great to have you on the show. We're going to talk today about the overwhelm of learning as a sales professional, because they're basically underwater now, even with the stuff we're feeding them, to keep up. It's insane.
Absolutely.
Would you mention a little bit of where your background briefly, and then we'll go into a few topics on this.
Absolutely, yeah. I've been working with adults in the field of adult education for more years than I'm going to say on this podcast. And I actually have a master's degree in adult education. I'm 2 classes and a dissertation away from my PhD. So it's a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. I've also been in the classroom teaching adults for many, many moons, and predominantly people that are in different professions, different associations, different parts of industry, and the field of technology. And that's what, for the most part, that's what salespeople are up against nowadays. They know what they need to do, they know how to sell, but they have to figure out the new tools that are coming down the road at them and try to make the best use of those tools as possible. And it's a daunting task, it really is.
Well, like what we say in the social media class, the world's like an island with random earthquakes changing its terrain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the ability to finite fully understand something. Like I used to, when I grew up, I had a Plymouth Valiant. I knew everything that worked in that car. You don't have that luxury anymore. So I wonder, we'll talk about that and what are the problems you see, and what do people need to do with this world where you really don't have anything solid to hold on than, in my view, what you're committed to, your goals and objectives.
That's right. Yeah, you're very correct. It used to be that we could all go to school, go to college, get a degree, get out with that degree, and go to work, and we would make use of that knowledge for the rest of our lives, and that is gone. That's been gone for some time. We are in a state of our society around the globe where we have to be constant learners, continual learners, and that's because so much is happening that's new and exciting. And what we're seeing is that people have to make it a conscious attempt. They have to decide that it's going to become a part of what they do each and every day, or they're just not going to be able to pick things up. So you mentioned goals and objectives. The salespeople are very used to setting goals and objectives for themselves. You have to say things like, in my case, I'm going to set Google alerts in these topic areas that I'm interested in, and I'm going to force myself to read the email digest when it comes, even if I don't have time. I'm going to take the seminar that I see that's coming up that's on social selling that's going to introduce me to some really cool shortcuts, probably you guys have done, on tips and tricks and, you know, hidden mysteries and mysterious things I need to know. All of that is helpful and useful. Being able to network with individuals, being able to participate in any type of situation where you can talk to other professionals in the field and ask them what they're doing and what they're encountering and what they think you should be looking at, what they see coming down the road. All of that's very useful.
To me, it's also learning what your own learning style is.
Absolutely.
Some people learn better in isolation. Others, I learn well in conversation with people, and I find often teaching, I come up with the best ideas. I'm gonna just go, stop, that was brilliant, let me write it down. But I'll have a recorder or something to capture it. So we all have our new ways of absorbing data,
yes,
don't we? And you really have to, and you know, many of us didn't have to understand that to be efficient enough.
You're right. You know, we have adults that come here for training all the time, technology training solutions. They come in, some people need to be able to really focus on the words that are being said. Some people want to be able to see examples. Some people want to be able to touch and do while things are going on, and you really have to know what you're best at and how you pick things up, and you need to pursue that. And then you mentioned something that's really interesting. We know that adults learn best when they can share their knowledge with other adults.
Yep.
So if you can teach somebody what you know, if you can say, hey, I found out this really cool thing that can help you up your numbers, that can help you, you know, bring in some new clients, et cetera, and then tell them what you know and get them to really understand you, that means you know it all that much better yourself.
It also validates your knowledge.
Absolutely.
Many times you go, I really don't know if I know this well enough. Then you talk to someone, you either find out you know it or don't.
That's one of the things I really like about you and your team here. You're all very humble. We all have been in this industry long enough to know we're never going to know everything there is to know. But we can pursue it. We can try to learn as much as we feel will be beneficial, not only to us, but to the people that you serve with your podcast. Absolutely.
And it's to me, it's learning to speak, be committed to knowing the material, not knowing it all. That means you might go, you know what, I need to check that out. Now, sometimes check it out because I have no clue.
Right.
Sometimes it's check it out because I'm not sure. But people appreciate that. I've noticed some people are very anxious if they can't always know the answer.
Yes.
And the problem is they're going to be in horrible shape today.
Right.
It's moving too fast. I had someone the other day tell me something. I go, that's fantastic. Where'd you learn it? They said, from you 3 years ago. So, I dropped off my cue.
So,
it's moving too fast to, I think you have to be committed to the knowledge, not committed to knowing it all. What's your view on that?
No, I definitely agree with that. Committed to trying to absorb whatever you can. I remember when my children were very little, especially my son, when he had questions, and you probably encounter this, that he'd ask me a question like, if I jump up on the moon and I weigh X amount of pounds, how long will it take? And I was like, yeah.
Well, that would be go Google it, right?
That's
yeah,
it.
Right. Google
that's
will
it.
Have an answer for us.
Talk to Alexa and say,
yeah.
Hey, Alexa.
Exactly. But adults respect the fact that we don't know everything. They respect you when you're able to say, I don't know, but I'll go Google it, or I'll go find out, or I'll go find a video
on YouTube.
Well,
let's look at it now.
Exactly, and let's find out together.
Yeah.
Let's take that step together.
Now, there are some salespeople out there that sometimes they just want to kind of hoard all that information inside themselves because they're highly super competitive, right? And they don't want to share with other team members because they just need to focus on their one little thing. And so how do we convince folks to kind of turn that way around and start thinking about, well, maybe the wealth of knowledge that I do have is worth sharing? And I think that's actually a premise of what we teach of social selling too, right?
Yeah.
So taking and sharing that knowledge with other folks, I guess we might have two camps within sales. So those that want to hoard the information, the other ones that they're okay with sharing.
Well, knowledge is power is a quote we've had for years. So how do you speak
to again,
that?
As I mentioned before, we know that adults learn better when they can share their knowledge with other adults. So they're hurting themselves because they're not ending up, tying what they know with other synapsal things that are out there. We also know that there is so much work. There is so much stuff, so many clients, so many customers that are out there. There's no way that anybody's going to have them all anyway.
Right.
I've been a contractor for many, many years, and I regularly give work that I don't have time to perform to my counterparts. I'm not worried that they're going to come in and steal all of my thunder because there's a lot of thunder out there. So I know that over the years, I have ended up with a lot of opportunities and advantages that have been given to me because I've been willing first to share with others. So I think it comes back to you. I think it's that old karma thing. If you're willing to hand to others, they eventually will hand back to you as well.
It's interesting you say that because I do my best to remember who gave me the information and acknowledge them.
Exactly.
And I notice that's not always a common practice. But
it works well for you, doesn't it?
Well, it works well for me because I get feedback that people trust me more.
Yeah.
And they want to be the person I mention.
Exactly.
Because they know I'm the one that's going to acknowledge someone. They want to network with me because they know I value that.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's going to steal what they can and give little back to it. So.
And one of the things that I've appreciated about you, sometimes you'll swing by my desk when I'm crazy busy, and you'll say, just let me just show you one thing, really cool thing
that's
that I just
right.
learned, you
right.
know? And the really funny thing is it's always something I'm like, oh my God, how did I not know that,
Right.
So I think that if all of us kind of adopt that attitude, just share what we have, make sure that everybody has as much as they possibly can, and make sure that we're trying to help others achieve their goals, I think it does well for us in the long run.
Good. Alicia, I knew you have some questions on this.
Yeah. Well, just a thought is, I think this is part of why it's so important for every sales professional to have a blog where you're teaching what you're learning, because it helps you in the process of writing the blog not only digest the information, but also share. And transparency is key in sales today. We don't trust people who aren't fully transparent.
Right.
And I think you all brought up such a great point about, well, do I hoard the information for myself or do I share it? I think just given my own personal experience, and you guys can probably relate as well, I buy from people who I feel like have given me so much great free information already that I wonder, what in the world am I going to get if I actually pay for knowledge, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you tell salespeople, though, because I get this question all the time, who say, I think that's a great idea, I can't write for anything.
That's a good point. Well, I would say there's numerous channels through which to share your information. So set up a YouTube channel, right?
Video.
Or yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Podcast.
Set up a podcast. Hello.
Right.
So
this
it doesn't
video
have
and podcast.
To be. Yeah, it's not the format and the method of delivery so much as just being sure that in whatever format you are most comfortable, you can share your expertise. And somebody somewhere is going to resonate with that.
Absolutely. And I also, when I'm after content, I don't worry if the paragraphs are right, all the words are correct. I worry about the content.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of those people, maybe I'm different, I'm not judgmental when I'm trying to learn from the experts. So if somebody is really good at accounting and that's an area that I'm not as good at, I'm willing to put up with a lot just to get that information, same with salespeople.
Well, I'm not a natural reader.
Yes.
A writer. And well, either of those. Yeah. It's audio to get information, conversations, and what I'll sometimes do is I'll work out the skeleton of the idea, I will hire someone to flesh out some meat, and then I can pick apart and correct it faster than I can produce the meat.
Absolutely.
So then I'm getting the content.
Yeah.
And then I make sure it's my voice before it's released, but I use a hybrid of resources to get the content out.
Well, then you all remind me of another avenue that is very useful on social media, that's SlideShare. You know,
yep.
Being able to, because a lot of people are really, especially salespeople, very comfortable with PowerPoints or Prezis or something like that, and then uploading those.
Yes. Well, SlideShare happens to be owned by LinkedIn, and they pushed a bunch of recent updates here. So now you can take and clip some stuff out of slide decks and save it, and so some really good tools out there, for learning or even publishing your content out there. If you have a slide deck that's good for public use and cleared it through marketing, of course, then you're putting it up on SlideShare. It's a great way to kind of also share that knowledge. And maybe if you keep on getting the same question over and over again like we do, then going out and pointing them where they can get that information for free can be very valuable.
I want to talk about breaking down when you're going into a new field areas. And I'd like to share some methods I use and see what you think. And one is, for example, when I was learning semantic search, first I wanted to find a good book on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to find a dummy book on it. You know, so I've got everything has a skeletal structure.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is get that and build on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use a mind map to start building out the ideas, comments on that. But, you know, sometimes people won't, they'll go to the absolute more advanced stuff, but they won't go to the children's book version of it.
No.
Well, and talk about that a little
bit.
No,
I think that's really smart because if you're learning something and you want to be able to use it, you need to be able to see it from all angles. So your structure would not be one that I would take, but simply because I have a different learning style than you
right.
do. There are a lot of people out there that would really benefit from doing something like, the point is, like we were saying before, with different learning styles, you have to develop different ways of approaching new information. I go out and I do an exhaustive search. I'll look at the children's book, and I'll look at the expert book, and I'll look at the YouTube video that goes with it, and I'll look for the SlideShare, and I try to exhaust
everything
I can.
Will you collect those?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you collect them in a document.
Mm-hmm. And I like it best when I have to teach it.
Uh-huh.
I learn topics
that,
best.
That fear of public humiliation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that helps. But even if you're not teaching in a structured environment, even if you're just thinking, I'm going to share this with my two partners that I get together with for breakfast networking,
yeah.
You know, that's a good way to think about
well,
it.
Well, that's why we converted years ago the business networking group into a self-learning group, which is now our linking into sales breakfast.
Yes.
And we bring in experts to teach. Because we find trust can be built faster by you teaching the team than giving a sales pitch.
And personal testimonial, I've been there, and it's a fantastic group.
Yep.
So networking is always one of the best ways, I think, to pick up new information and to make new contacts, form those relationships.
What about blog readers, tools like that to keep up with it? I know, Greg, you built a great set of podcasts, too, you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that when he's jogging or running or waiting for the kids, he can listen to one.
I do jog and run.
That's awesome.
That's right. Well, I'll take in when I'm out running or walking or something like that. I have a couple running podcasts that I'll listen to. But if I'm driving in the car, then I'm going to listen to the sales and marketing podcasts out there.
Yes.
Linking into sales is a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like to listen back to me all the time. So, and but then there's also other areas where looking at podcasts is another great way to take and pick that information out. Maybe to test out a new topic, like I thought I was going to get into Ruby software developing because I want to be a $150,000 a year engineer one day.
Sure,
that'd be great. Found out that is not my thing, mainly because engineers sometimes they have an issue sometimes with teaching.
Yes,
usually because personality doesn't come out. So
usually you're one or the other.
Right, exactly. So, but the medium in which we learn stuff, which you had mentioned earlier, it does make it convenient from an audible standpoint. It's a great way of learning information. But you mentioned frameworks as well, or having a skeletal framework to take in for a salesperson to come in and sit down and learn whatever the content is, and then form their own knowledge around that and say, oh, I got a framework now. How do I adopt it to the organization that I'm working in? How do I make maybe this works and this doesn't. I can try this, put this here. Okay, well, now I've made it efficient. Now I have a system put in place.
Holly, would you give in a final statement, where do you start if you're like me, where you grew up in a world where there were things you could fully understand, to a world where it's more like, instead of trying to control the ocean, it's more like surfing? So where should people start to give them a tip to really help that salesperson be more effective in their learning?
Well, I think we can kind of recap what we've discussed. First thing we need to do is figure out what our own learning style is. Second thing that we need to do is look for the tools out there on the horizon that we can use to address that learning style. And the third thing that we need to do is build the relationships that will help us to gain that knowledge. I run the continuing education unit here at State, but I'm also in the PhD program across campus.
Mm-hmm.
I also belong to your networking group,
mm-hmm.
and go to your networking
right.
breakfast. So I have a lot of different tools that I use, but that's for me.
Right.
So I think, again, knowing your learning style, looking for the appropriate tool, and making sure that you're involving people, sharing with others, drawing from others, I think those three things can help us stay current and relevant.
And you brought up one more thing, scheduling time to learn, just like we schedule time for
making
everything else.
Making it non-negotiable.
You know,
writing it on the calendar.
A block for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think that's a fantastic one. Well, this was excellent. Thanks for being on our show. We want to thank our sponsor, the director here too of it, and it's NC State Technology Training Solution. Greg and I do linking into sales. We have a social selling LinkedIn class. We have a social media management class, and we might see some more of Elise. Elise is now joining the team, so you'll see her more on the show as schedule gets us all together. But look for some tips below. Holly, we'll get some articles you've written that you
Absolutely.
Recommend. I'd love to get more about how someone can determine their learning style. That'd be a
Happy
great
to help
resource,
you with that.
You know?
Yeah.
And good to have you on the show. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, you've been watching Linking Into Sales. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. If you have iTunes or Stitcher, TuneIn, or Player FM, make sure you subscribe to our podcast there. And of course, if you come out to the blog, you'll find some great information there. And look for some more exciting news and other events coming from Linking Into Sales. So thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day.